The Antioch Podcast.
Conversations about biblical anti-racism.
Have mercy.
Let me say it one more time.
The Antioch Podcast.
The Antioch Podcast is a ministry of Preach System.
Oh, I got Jesus, yay.
Hello, welcome to the Antioch Podcast, conversations about biblical anti-racism. My name is Eric Nykamp. What does it mean to be a podcast about biblical anti-racism during a time when every week it seems that civil rights are attacked, people are being rounded up and arrested, and disagreement and speaking out is met with increasing levels of suppression? While some faith leaders are boldly speaking out, others are timidly wringing their hands, while others loudly speak in support of these anti-scriptural policy initiatives. This is not a new problem. In fact, the subtext of much of Scripture is how God continues through the generations to love people and leaders, many of whom are not following after God, either out of ignorance or defiance. Often national problems are exacerbated by both political and religious leaders who fail to follow the path laid out plainly in Scripture. Much of the Old Testament is a chronicle of these kinds of leadership failures. Then in the New Testament, Jesus, who's fully God and fully man, came to show us a better way through teaching and through how he lived. For example, in Matthew 16, Jesus warns his followers to be on guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, popular religious leaders whose interpretation of Scripture either reduce Scripture to a complex catalog of conservative rules to be followed, or a more liberal reading of religious texts that minimize some of the central teachings and truth claims of Scripture, neither of which brings hope to the world or bears witness to the heart of God. So, what is the heart of God when it comes to matters of justice? Scripture is full of these examples, yet many people don't know about or have not been taught about them. Nevertheless, Scripture speaks strongly and with a uniform voice about how to love God by loving our neighbors as ourselves. So, as a team, we, the Antioch Podcast, Conversations about Biblical Anti-Racism, are going to spend this season emphasizing the biblical part of our tagline by looking at Scripture together to learn what the Bible has to say about racial justice, immigration, leadership, economic justice, and diversity. We hope that you find these conversations inspiring and encourage you during this historical moment to turn back to Scripture and see what it has to say about the world we inhabit now. Let's go now and listen to this conversation.
Everyone, and welcome back to the Antioch Podcast, where we have conversations on biblical anti-racism. We're changing things up a little bit today, and the first thing that we're changing up is the question of the day. Our question of the day is, what are you prioritizing this week? Yeah, I think that was the question. We'll introduce ourselves and answer that question so you know who's sitting around the table. But just a heads up, it's a full house today, so it's going to be pretty good. So I'll get us started. My name is Michelle, and I'm an African-American woman. And this week, I am prioritizing getting back to consistent cardio every day. That's what I'm going to get back to. Getting back to consistent cardio, I think that would be good. Sometimes I'm good and sometimes I'm not good, and I haven't been really good at it, and I don't have a good reason why. And when you're not doing cardio or exercise, and you're eating a lot of cookies and cakes and things. Yeah.
Yum, yum, yum.
Yum, yum. It's good, right? It's really good. So I'm going to get back to some consistent cardio because it's not only will it be good for my waistline, it will also be good for my mental health as well. So that's what I'm getting. That's what I'm going to prioritize this week. Hannah, how about you?
Hi, my name is Hannah. I identify as a white woman. I'm prioritizing getting both myself and my vegetables through a heat wave without any of us dying or shriveling up. I'm not particularly nervous for myself. I don't mind the heat that much. I've never had a vegetable garden before, doing well so far, and I would like that to continue. So I'm just going to prioritize that.
Sounds good. We don't want you shriveling up or your garden. Jane, how about you?
My name is Jane Bruin, and I am a Pakistani Punjabi American woman or an Asian American woman. And I am prioritizing bringing joy into the spaces that I'm going to be in. We have a wedding coming up in my circle of people that I love on Saturday. And not everybody that should be there is going to be there. So I think there will be some gaps in joy. And so I'm prioritizing bringing blessing and joy. And yeah, that's it.
That sounds good. That's great. And Reggie, how about you?
Reggie Smith, and I identify as African-American male, and I guess I'm going to prioritize, like you, Michelle, I'm going to get back into playing basketball because I took the whole week off because of work, because I was away from my base of operations. So back getting up at 4 in the morning, getting revved up and playing ball at 5 and for an hour and get the old body back in it. But it felt good taking a week off, though. My body really needed it. It was screaming at me, saying, what are you doing? We need to rest. Don't you know you're 62? You better sit down someplace, as my mother would say. You better sit down someplace. So I sat down someplace last week.
And
I'm going to get on back up this week and go at it so I can
Our bodies must be cousins, because that's what mine was saying while I was saying, yeah, you don't want to work out, you just want to have another piece of cake. Besides, it's vegan, so it's good for you.
it's all good.
It's all, we're carb loading. We're just not going anywhere. Eric, how about you?
Hi, my name's Eric. I am a white man, and the thing that I've been prioritizing this week, I had a death in the circle of people that I care about, and so I'll be playing at a funeral tomorrow. I played for another funeral a couple weeks ago, and so I've been prioritizing telling people that I love them, and then I get teased a little bit about being maybe a little bit too mushy, but I really don't care. Like, I want everybody to know that they are loved. So.
Oh, thank you so much.
We love your mushiness.
We do.
It does leak out once in a while.
It leaks out.
Well, these are the things that we are prioritizing. Let us know what you're prioritizing, or think about what is it that you might want to prioritize to pay more attention to for any number of reasons as the weeks lead into summer, especially into the heat of summer if you're in the Midwest or wherever you are. You, this is going to be a different conversation because we're making an announcement of a couple of changes here on the podcast. So the first change is that we're pressing pause on our discussion of Jamar Tisby's book, The Spirit of Justice. We're not ending it. We are going to pick it back up again, but we might not pick it up again until 2026. We'll see how it all falls out. But what we are going to do is we're going to pivot. And while we have enjoyed having conversations about the historical people in Jamar Tisby's book, we want to flip the script a little bit and talk about some more contemporary issues. Those things that are in the headlines, that are in our social feeds, that are in our home conversations, church conversations. And we want to bring this idea that the Bible has a lot to say on these things. And some of the things that we're hearing in our communities, in our churches, definitely in the media and things, we want to say there has got to be a biblical answer, a biblical perspective that we're not getting in those places. So this biblical counter narrative. And so Aaron, could you share those bigger topics that we're going to be talking about in this biblical counter narrative?
Yeah. So we've got five topics that we are going to dance between for the next season, however long that needs to be. And we came up with the lovely acronym, RILED, which might be how some of us feel from time to time about how things are going. And so when we get riled on the Antioch podcast in this next season, we're going to be talking about the following. R is for racial justice. I is for immigration. L is for leadership. E is for economic justice. And D is for diversity. And so you'll get to tune in here to listen to us talk about what does the Bible have to say about these things. And we can't do it in a five-part series because the Bible has way too much to say about these things. Like literally pick up the Bible and read, just pick a book. Pick a book. And there are things that touch on these topics, things that in some churches you hear all the time. And in some churches, you might not be hearing anything at all, or you're hearing something that isn't remotely biblical. And some of these things people have perspectives on that are worth talking about. But in this current age, some of the things that churches are saying aren't biblical. They're Christian nationalist. But it doesn't sound like the teachings of Jesus. And it doesn't sound like the Old Testament, unless you are cherry picking and weaving things together in kind of like little Frankensteins of scripture that you stitch together to make it sound like something that you want it to be, but it's really a monster. And this isn't the only historical period in time where people have done that. There have been examples of this all throughout history. You can think about the German church during the Nazis and how before the rise of Hitler, churches had much more robust theology, and then all of a sudden it kind of twisted. And there's lots of other examples, but we're going to get riled together.
We're going to get riled together. So, Reggie, what do you, of these topics that we're going to be looking at, what excites you the most, or what are you eager to get started in a conversation?
I guess for me, it's immigration because of my own local context that I live in a neighborhood that is 78% Latino. And of course, a lot of my neighbors are frightened about what's going on right now, that I can go up and down 10 streets in my neighborhood, and I know I can find at least 6 or 7 people who are dealing with the immigration situation right now and are afraid about governmental showing up, taking a loved one, taking a father, taking a mother, taking a sister, taking a brother, taking a grandmother, and they can be taken at any time. And so immigration is just one of those things that it's very dear to us, also to my wife, Sharon, and for our family, because a lot of those immigrants are our friends. they're our neighbors. And they were also a part of my church when I was pastoring. And so it's a really big deal about what the Bible says about immigration. And that Jesus was an immigrant. Mm-hmm. And that the people of Israel, if you go way back into the book of Exodus is about immigration, about Israel's living in Egypt for 400 years until the Lord comes and frees them. And so it has everything to do with how we treat people who are within our, in our boundaries, who are in our land, who are in our country, who are in our neighborhood. And God has a lot to say about that treatment. He doesn't get angry for us for, he gets angry at us for having a lack of empathy than having too much empathy.
That's good. Hannah, how about you? Yeah, that will preach. It came from a preacher, so of course, that's going to preach. Hannah, how about you? As you think about these topics, is there a particular topic that gets you most riled up?
I mean, me being me, it's easy for me to get riled up about most of these topics. So picking the most, I've been paying a lot of attention, similar to Pastor Reggie, to immigration recently, and for a while, but recently especially. And so I'm excited to dive a little bit into that. I'm also excited to talk about economic justice and wealth distribution and how are the systems of money and wealth create systems of power, and how the Bible talks very specifically and very consistently about money and in ways that when we see Christianity represented in pop culture or just like some of like the stereotypes of what Christianity is, it's not as represented. And we, the way the systems are built right now, it doesn't look representative of what Christianity it says it should look like. So I'm excited to dive into that and to have a conversation about how justice is, how economic justice is essential when we're looking at justice more broadly, and how we can't talk about some of these other topics holistically without also including wealth and power, and how that translates into power, and how that's also translated into people keeping power from others based on how wealth gets distributed and just divvied up. So I'm excited about that.
Jane, how about you?
There's two that I'm really excited about, and they have to do with like me as a person. I am an immigrant, and I have experienced what it's like to acculturate and become a U.S. citizen. And a lot of my family and friends, a lot of the people that I've worked with either have non-immigrant statuses like an F1 visa or have immigration statuses that lead to a green card and citizenship. And just thinking about how they get painted, what light they get painted in, and the lies that are told, and what the Bible says about how to deal with people that come into our borders for protection and safety, come into our borders for a new life, like the stranger and the alien. And we don't talk about that enough. So I'm really, that's a hard thing for me, just having things said about the people that I love and me as I grew up and now I'm a citizen, right? And just hearing the narrative be so different from my experience and so different from what the Bible says. That one's an important one for me. And then the other one, in the last few years, I've been really interested in organizational culture and leadership and anything to do with, you know, organizational psychology. And I am really troubled by the lack of accountability in terms of leadership lately, and the fact that there's actually a lot in the Bible, and it's not just about church leadership, but it's like how to be a biblical-based leader that isn't being followed, or even people aren't holding our leaders accountable to. So I'm really, I'm really looking forward to taking a deeper look and like what the responsibilities of a Christian leader, whether you're in a church or not in a church, are, and what God says about that in His Word.
Yeah, that's really good. I think that is so, so, so needed. Eric, how about you?
You asking me to pick one? Just one?
Well, we're all riled up about all of these, but which one is like saying, yes, your heart is saying, I am so glad we included this in the list of things that we're going to be talking about.
Okay. I mean, it is all five for me. I guess I want to, I'm going to pick diversity. And here's why. When I was 18, I was a very conservative Republican. And I grew up in an area where the only people I knew were also conservative Republicans. Like I didn't even know anybody that would think differently. That was my subculture. And I was invited by one of my school teachers to visit her church and was exposed to a reading of scripture that highlighted diversity and highlighted these other themes too. And as someone that held the Bible very highly as like a primary authority, and to see that there were alternate readings of scripture that seemed more in keeping with some of the passages that I found as like hard or difficult to understand passages, understanding the diversity stuff opened a whole new world to me about justice. And that's where it started for me. And I got very curious because I realized that there were parts of the Bible that I didn't even know existed. And at that time, nobody said like, well, people don't, you know, they keep that stuff from you, or like it doesn't feed like the power structure, or it doesn't, you know, it doesn't help people in power. But like, that is true. Like if you don't know what you don't know, you don't know how to believe. And to actually read the Bible and have people say, did you know this was in here? Did you know, like here's who these characters in the Bible were. This is the cultural context. This is, you know, this was the context of the people groups in the area. You know, this was the story behind the story, so that you can understand the written story. And just realizing like there was so much that I didn't know. And I just felt like that, like my heart got on fire and it changed everything. There's no way I would have met my wife. There's no way I would have had the friends that I have now. There's no way that I would enjoy worshiping the way that I worship. There's no way I'd be on this podcast. I mean,
no, you'd be trolling us.
And I would have thought that was a good thing to do.
Yes.
Because it was very much a world of there are people who are the children of God and there are people who are the enemies of God. And, you know, you have to protect yourself from your enemies.
Yeah.
And I understand that way of thinking, but I don't think it's very biblical.
I'll answer the question that I posed to you all. I think, all of these are of great interest to me. The racial justice one, even though we do spend a lot of time on the podcast talking about aspects of racial justice, there have just been so many things that are currently happening with this current administration that is just blatantly racist. Just blatantly racist. the lack of accountability for leadership. In some ways, it all goes on, you know, like the latest thing. Why on all days, you know, on Juneteenth, could the president say, there's too many non-working holidays? Didn't hear you say that about Memorial Day. Didn't hear you
Flag
say
Day.
That.
Or President's Day.
Or President's Day. Didn't hear you say that. But no, this one day, that's the one you say that because we need people working. Oh, okay. No, you mean you want us working.
Hello.
He's golfing Hello. A lot of the time, so it's not like it affects Hello. Him anyways.
Yeah, so it's like just blatantly racist, right? So this racial justice, so for me, it's just because oftentimes as someone who's, you know, taught a lot in this area and things, you talk about racial justice and it's the systemic things, right? There's historical, systemic, racial justice. But I'm eager to get into this conversation about racial justice, just the interpersonal, the things that how do I put this? Sometimes when I had been teaching on this, that people say, well, what about this? Or what about, is it really because, you know, someone wasn't showing up with a white hood on their, you know, head and burning a cross in a yard and say, well, that's racist. This isn't racist. So some of the things that are going on to be able to say, that's racism, people. That's racism. And it is, while it's coming from an individual, it is part of a system because who else can say, you know what? I don't think we should have this kind of a holiday. And it is so. You have to have a whole lot of power behind you. And not only a governmental authority kind of power, but even to have your own social media platform where you can say it without consequences and say it with two people who are going to say, yeah, you're right. But stop and think about it, because he might say the same thing about Ramadan, that we have too many religious holidays, but he's not going to say that about Christmas. You know? And it's like, but if Jesus was thought of as black, I bet he would. Because you keep thinking of Jesus as white and blonde hair, and blue eyes. Yeah, we're going to do that, right? It's just the... So racial justice, as saying racial justice is what God is calling for, but we seem to be running headlong as a nation to racial injustice and trying to validate it with scripture. Mm-hmm. Well, not even with scripture, with Christian sayings or Christian-like things, right? If we just say it's Christian, then it's Christian, but it's not. So that's what I want to get to, because there's just so many things that are happening now that it's like, seriously, it's not funny. And someone could say, well, they're just pondering out loud. No. That's not just pondering out loud. You don't go to a movie theater and say, oh, fire. Just because, I was just wondering what would happen if there was a fire. So I said, fire. You can't do that. There's limitations on that for the well-being of all people. But yet we'll let some people, for some reason, say this incredibly hurtful stuff. The way that immigrants, women, people with disabilities, people identifying with a sexual orientation or preference that's different, right? My heart broke this morning. I was listening to a story with transgender military that they have to either declare themselves and leave or try to play a game to see if they're going to be found out. So you know they're going to be scrubbing everyone's medical records because they're no longer able to serve in the military. And it's not that, okay, oh, you can no longer serve in the military. Their benefits are lost. Their existence in the military is erased. And that just breaks my heart. Because that's how do you dishonor people who have served honorably? To say that they're the threat, that you're going to take all these actions against this boogeyman of the transgender people, the boogeyman of the immigrants, but yet you're going to hire the people who stormed the Capitol on January 6th. You're going to pardon people who are defrauding, who have been convicted of defrauding the government with Medicare and everything, but you can't come up with money for a free lunch program. All that to me is under this heading of kind of racial justice, because it's not, well, anyway, I'm on my soapbox and I'm rambling. So yes, I am all riled up. Thank you very much. To those who are listening, right? This is the reason why we're pivoting our conversations. We've always been a podcast to talk about biblical anti-racism. And we've always said that racism is interlaced with all other forms of oppression. And so what we're going to, and because we have been talking about historical figures that have inspired us, specifically through the Jamar Tisby book, that helps inspire us and motivate us to practice resistance, to advocate, to be activists. We need those stories. But we also want to share with you the things that rile us up, right? And so we're going to be doing that. But as you can imagine, we also need to practice some self-care while we're doing this, because we are talking about things that rile us up. So one of the things that we're going to be doing is that we are going to be moving to bi-weekly episodes, right? So we're going to be recording and posting every other week as opposed to every week. And I can hear some of the groans out there. It's like, oh, but we like it that you were doing this every week. But you know what? This isn't our full-time job. and we do have full-time jobs. There are things that we are doing. This takes time. It takes time. I mean, the recording doesn't take a lot of time because we just enjoy having the conversation. And it really is. We're having a conversation and pressing the record button. But to do the editing and to be preparing, especially as we're moving into this next series, we don't want to just offer our opinion. Although we think our opinion is pretty cool, we don't want to just offer our opinion. We do want to be informed because, again, biblical counter-narratives, we will be getting deep into scripture. We will be looking at resources. So we will be recording and posting every other week. And we thank you for hanging in there with us. We promise it's going to be worth the wait between episodes. And in between episodes, between current episodes, you know, we have 349 episodes that we have already recorded. You can go back and replay, catch up with us, all the ones that we've done. This is, we are super excited about our longevity, but we had to take a look at our ability to hang in there. So we thank you so, so much for listening to us. And until we meet again, we encourage you to keep the faith and keep fighting for justice. This has been the Antioch Podcast.
You've been listening to the Antioch Podcast, conversations about biblical anti-racism. You can help us by spreading the word about the Antioch Podcast, by praying for us, sharing this episode on your social media, writing us a review, or supporting us financially by clicking on the support link on our website, www.antiochpodcast.org. Music, editing, and production of the Antioch podcast provided by Eric Nykamp. Thanks for listening, and thank you for your support.